Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's about that time, baby.
Let's do it, buddy.
Kimmy's got a post in the neighborhood app. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, she's going to read it out loud. It is Tuesday. It is 9 o'clock. It is time for Where They Whine. And if you are new to the show, here's how it works.
Okay.
Like I said, Kimmy is about to read a post out loud that you guys have sent to her from one of the neighborhood apps across the greater Rochester area. She's going to remove street names and town references so she doesn't give it away right away. Mm. But if you listen, there are still enough little clues where you'll be able to figure out which town, village, or neighborhood in the city of Rochester this post came from. And when you do that, you're going to call us at 252-WCMF, 252-9263, and tell us where they whining. Tommy was sitting in Ben's smelly old hole all week last week.
Yep.
All day, old segment, whatever. Failed miserably. Did we have a winner last week?
We did not have a winner.
We had no winner last week.
Nobody
so
in the hole.
Ben's hole is gaping and empty. Maybe we should call Matt Khalil. All right. With no further ado,
yeah.
Kimmy, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do the damn thing.
Gas station etiquette no longer exists, apparently. I can't believe the amount of people pulling up to the pump and taking up two spaces, forcing people to wait to use the other available pump. Follow the rules. It's not hard. When you see someone waiting because they can't fit next to the pump, pull up.
Pump creep.
Everyone is standing around on their phone with no regard for the space they take up or anyone around them. No urgency at all. Personally, I'm glad that the gas station on blank doesn't have the auto lock feature on the nozzle. It forces idiots to actually pay attention to what they're doing. They'll keep my business for that reason alone. Also, for the record, you're supposed to pull up on the side your gas tank is on. Do people not know this? You drive your car every day and you don't know what side your tank is on? I cannot fathom this. These are grown adults I'm talking about. People that I'm assuming have done this for years and no one taught them differently. You all look so dumb. One more thing while I'm venting. The pump is not a parking space. If you're not getting gas, you shouldn't leave your car there for an extended period of time. Seems like common sense to me. They should incorporate this information in driving tests. Apparently, people need to hear it.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. This one is really hard.
Yeah, because this dude lives everywhere. And it's a dude. It's a crotchety, cranky. He's a pump crank.
I don't know. I heard a
pump
woman.
Crank.
Will you tell us if it's a man or a woman?
It's a man.
It is a man.
Oh, it's all got right. Man written all
I did
over
read it.
It
in kind of like yeah. Bitch voice.
Yes, yes, you did.
It had cranky old pump man.
Because like, and here's the other thing that's bothersome here.
Yeah.
This could be a four-pump tiny gas station, and that's why he's so angry. This could be a super busy area in a busy town that has 12 pumps and everyone's always using them all the time.
So you're telling like a BJ's type of situation.
Or like a Fast Track or something like that. Like, you know, nothing in this description even narrows down what type of gas station it is. Mm. What are you thinking?
It is a small gas station.
Why?
Because if you go to BJ's, or you go to fast track, those hoses extend either way, so it's not so hard.
No, but
it's not an issue.
No, but the fact that people are doing this at this gas station would I would assume that means they have it that goes both ways.
I'm thinking he's pulling on the thing. That's the way I was looking at it. So I was going with a mom and popper.
All right, what are you thinking?
I'm going mom and pop west side.
Okay.
This is a west side cranky old pho with the zuck.
What do you got?
I got Chi-Lai.
Chi-Lai?
Yeah.
There's only like three gas stations in the whole town.
Man, I passed five going to goddamn Bill Gray's.
There's like three gas stations, and they're never busy. In fact, there's one that only has like two pumps and nobody's ever there right across from Bill Gray's.
That guy's there bitching.
What a stupid take.
Chai, why you
You just
lie.
Set your pick on fire.
Oh, Tommy, you're so stupid with six stars. Oh, you're so dumb.
Yes.
You have more stars in the history of this break room. There's CMF.
Like Armand.
Yeah, Armand.
I have the most stars in the history of WCMF as an employee.
Fair enough.
In this chair.
I was unrightfully, in this time zone. I was wrongfully disqualified, so that's not entirely true. Mm. But no, this is.
Oh, where is it, dear genius?
It's more of a work in town.
Oh, work in town. Nobody works in Chi-Lai.
Well, I mean, I'm saying.
Nobody works in work in Chi-Lai.
You don't see. Again, there isn't like that. There are some gas stations that are like home base set offs. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Like everyone will start their work day before they go do their blue collar day there with all the trucks. This is what I'm envisioning here because that's where you're going to get the busiest gas station at like 7, 8 o'clock in the morning when someone's going off to work. They wind it in Greece. I got the gas station right in my head.
Oh. So you're taking my pick from what I won, trying to get you a star. My last star
was like
Greece.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was two weeks ago.
But that's what he's
playing. No, I'll tell you exactly where this gas station is.
Oh, where is it?
It's on the corner of Ridge and Latona, right where the Marriott there is, across the street. It's that Fast Track, or not Fast Track, the old Hess, next to the Chipotle, in front of the LA Fitness.
What are you calling your
across
shop?
Across the street.
It doesn't matter,
from the
man.
Outback Steakhouse. This is the gas station that they are talking about here.
Ain't no Greece.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You get... Here are the rules. One rule, one rule.
What's that?
You get one pick. If you are on hold and you hear someone else say your pick, it's okay. You got two options. You can hang up the phone, try again next week. We will not be mad at you.
Right.
Or pick another town. If you pick up the phone and you say, well, I was going to say, but then I went, you have been disqualified and the commissioner has all final say, 252-WCMF. Let's kick it off with Caleb. Hello, Caleb. Were they whining?
Hello, Duffy. They're whining in Gates.
Why Gates?
I like the West Side vibes of this, and obviously it was available. So, and I'm also testing out a theory.
What's your theory?
So I'm saying Gates. TBD.
You're gonna hide your what is?
He's hiding his strategy.
What a stupid call! I don't want other people to get my strategy. A little while I lied. I'm Caleb. I talk like this.
I haven't won in over 9 months.
See, this is exactly what he sounds like when I just did the impression.
Wine off.
Caleb, we got you for Gates, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Barber. Barber, where are they whining?
They're whining in the Henny.
Why Henrietta?
Just because there's a lot of little gas stations. It's a pretty big town. People coming off.
They might have the most gas stations between the Jeff and all the other smaller roads.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
It's a high concentration of gas.
You're not wrong. But, Barbara, here's the thing. Being a Henrietta resident, there are so many gas stations, I almost never wait for gas. You got the Delta Sonic. You got up and down just West Henrietta Road, there's like seven gas stations in like a one-mile period.
But you don't pump in prime time.
Oh, I'm prime pumping. I got to take my kids to hockey and stuff during nighttime rush hour. I'm prime pumping, son. How dare you?
And remember yesterday, those Chernobyl potatoes? They're best because when you harvest them, they're already nuked or cooked for you.
He's been thinking about this.
And you can have them with crickets.
Bye, Barber. Can we disqualify him for that? It's a bad joke.
He had 24 hours to come up with a potato joke.
He had more than 24 hours.
We should make a rule. He can only call from Chernobyl.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Woody. Woody, where are they whining?
They are whining in the Coit.
Why around the Coit?
Lots of small gas stations. I wish I was in the Coit right now.
Woody's running out of gas. Like Woody came in early on when he started calling us. Yeah. He came in hot, and like he's starting to realize doing a radio show every day not so easy, is it, Woody?
Well, you make it look easy with the superior leadership of the commissioner.
All right.
and veteran leadership in Tommy.
All right, you're almost done.
I don't think you need to worry about this weekend. You guys are playing my Steelers. They're farting out. You got to worry about Kansas City and Baltimore. They're coming on.
Okay, Woody, great call, buddy. Football analysis and a terrible joke. Thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Well. There goes Woody. I wish he was in Irondequoit, too, with no phone. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Cody. Cody, where are they whining?
Taking Brockport.
Why Brockport?
Almost every gas station in Brockport, there's like six of them, are configured in the right way that you could pull up.
We're configured in the right way to pull up
next door.
The word configuration!
And there's a good mix of them that do and don't have the hold open thing, which is a big factor of this person's story.
Okay. So we discovered a couple of months ago the hold open button thingy. That's illegal in New York State. Yet they're not enforcing it in any way.
No, but I know two joints that I use have it.
Bro, all of the ones I use have it.
I love it.
It is great, but it's super dangerous.
Click it and forget it.
No, you don't forget it because there's gas coming out of it.
No, because I come back an hour later. My car is filled up and the cops are there.
Cody, we got you for Brockport, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Steve-O. Steve-O, where are they whining?
I'm going to go with Fairport this week.
What? Do they have gas stations in Fairport?
Exactly. There's only like two or three in the entire village of Fairport. In the surrounding area, and this just screams East Side bitchy guy complaining first thing in the morning because he's got to go to work while his, you know, wife and kids sit at home.
All right, I'm going to throw two reasons why
he's got him nailed down.
I'm going to throw two reasons why Fairport's not the town. Are you listening, Steve? This is to help you, buddy.
I'm listening.
All right. So one, Fairport not a working man town. Is that fair? And I would argue the
They said a rush hour town. You know what I mean?
Well, no, it is a rush hour town because traffic sucks in Fairport during rush hour.
What are they rushing to?
I don't know. Home to their
bagel shop?
$1 million bitches. I would also argue, Steve-O, that on the east side, in east side towns, there is a much higher percentage of electric vehicles, which would decrease the flow of gas station attendance.
I like your arguments, but I think you're wrong.
All right. Well, I think you're wrong and you're stupid and you're probably
ugly.
And
thank you.
And Steve-O hung up on us. 252-WCMF. Let's get one more before we get a reread for the folks just joining us. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, where are they whining?
Brighton.
Brighton.
Oh, Brighton.
Why Brighton?
Just wanted to say it like that, so I picked Brighton.
Okay. That's the only reason.
Watch him hit.
Well, I think there's only like one. No. Here's the thing that sucks. I can only think of like one gas station in Brighton, 12 Corners Brighton, but Brighton does have...
No, it does stretch.
The borders of Brighton move nonstop.
You don't forget that Whole Foods is Brighton.
Yeah, you're right. But there's not a gas station near it.
No, there is.
Where?
There's the one right on the corner of Clover,
that's the one I'm thinking of.
No, but then you have... But that's... Then there's one more, but I don't know if that's... It's on that border of Brighton.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a marathon.
Is it Brighton?
I don't know.
Ah, Chris, we got you for Brighton, buddy. Thanks for the call.
It's got that North Korea line to it. You know what I mean?
No, bro. I'm convinced that Brighton has been a joke that they've been playing on us in the greater Rochester area.
Oh, they keep moving the lines around?
Because every day you look at the Brighton line, it's a different line. I don't know where am I in Brighton? Am I not in Brighton? That should be a new game we play on Wednesdays. Are we in Brighton?
Where are we Brighton?
Yeah, and every day it's a different answer. 252-WCMF. All right, if you're trying to get in, give us a second. We need a reread from Kimmy for the folks that are just joining us. Kimmy, can you do that for us, please?
All right.
Thank you.
Gas station etiquette no longer exists, apparently. I can't believe the amount of people pulling up to the pump and taking up two spaces, forcing people to wait to use the other available pump. Follow the rules. It's not hard. When you see someone waiting because they can't fit next to the pump, pull up. Everyone is standing around on their phone with no regard for the space they take up or anyone around them. No urgency at all. Personally, I'm glad the gas station on blank doesn't have the auto lock feature on the nozzle. It forces idiots to actually pay attention to what they're doing. They'll keep my business for that reason alone. Also, for the record, you're supposed to pull up on the side your gas tank is on. Do people not know this? You drive your car every day and you don't know what side your gas tank is on? I can't fathom this. These are grown adults I'm talking about. People that I'm assuming have done this for years, and no one taught them differently. You all look so dumb. One more thing while I'm venting. The pump is
not another thing!
The pump is not a parking space. If you're not getting gas, you shouldn't leave your car there for an extended period of time.
Ladies.
Seems like common sense to me.
You do this all the time!
You call me a lady. All the time.
He's a lady.
Lady. Watch him pump. He's a lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You're dressed
pumping
like
lady.
You're dressed like Tom Jones today.
Thank you.
No, like I mean today in his coffin.
He's not dead.
Tom, you didn't see? Tom Jones died.
He did not die.
Yeah, he did.
I love Tom Jones. He did not die.
Do you want me to finish this?
No, we're talking about dead Tom Jones. You didn't know he died? It's not unusual. It wasn't a big story. Carrie, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Seems like common
sense. Not unusual to be dead
anymore.
Please finish it. Please. We all want to hear you talk.
Seems like common sense to me. They should all incorporate this information in driving tests. Apparently, people need to hear it. Le fin.
It was worse than Barbara's joke. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy is in Chilai. I am in
Tommy
Greece.
Tommy Jones.
Caleb is in Gates. Barbara is in Henrietta. Woody is out in Irondequoit. Cody's in Brockport. He had a whole bunch of theories about Brockport, the layout of a gas station. Steve-O is in Fairport. Chris is in Brightann. 252-WCMF, we had nothing but guys.
Yeah. No, that's great. Glad to see the fellas are chiming in.
So we need like a smart, good-looking, you know, on it woman to help us out.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Unfortunately, all we have is Christine. She's on CMF. Oh, Christine, no. Where are they whining?
Did you look in the mirror this morning?
I did. Why?
What are you wearing?
A jacket.
You did your washer break? God, green hat with a checkered flannel.
You can check out the live stream at the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and Twitch.
Gross. This is Pittsford.
Why Pittsford?
Because there's a gas station right across from Pittsford Dairy that all the young kids go to.
One of my favorite Mott the Hoople songs.
All the young kids bumping your petrol.
It's all the kids that park there. And the older people come in behind it, and the kids are going in the store to get their Dunkin' Donuts. This is Pittsford.
Okay.
It's not a bad take.
No, shut up, stupid. Shut up. Not you. Tommy's stupid, but you're also stupid. Everyone's stupid.
She made me humbly, but she's a lady. Whoa, 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 a pumping lady.
See, and look, there's two of us in this conversation that have won not only Ben's hole, but that belt, and you are still a loser. Your outfit shows it.
Your outfit shows it. You're right. Bye-bye. Loser outfit. Bye, Christine. It's the first time Christine ever got bored with herself. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, let's rip through some picks here.
All right.
Let's talk to Matt. Matt, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to say Irondequoit.
Oh, you're going to say where?
Irondequoit.
No! I've been picked, you bitch. You've been disqualified. You suck so hard, Matt. I'm sorry, what?
What? Irondequoit?
You've been disqualified, Matt. Somebody already picked him. Yeah, get him again, Kenny. Get him.
It's already been picked, Matt.
All right. Sorry.
Wait, what did you say? Wait, hold on. What town did you say?
Me? I said Irondequoit.
Oh, it's the third time now. You've been disqualified. 3 times you're out, my man. You suck, man. Suck so hard. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to JoJo. Where are they whining?
They're whining in Hilton.
Oh, why Hilton?
There's a small gas station on the corner of 18 and Lake, and there's a couple pumps. Gas
Yeah, the one out there at 18 and Lake there.
You know you're talking to an old guy when he's using numbers. Yeah. He's using numbers. You don't use numbers, Joe.
Well, I know you need numbers.
Hey,
there's a way to get around the handle, too.
Yeah.
You want to lock the gas on while you're pumping, just bring a tennis ball with you, jam it under the handle. It works great.
Right, or bring your wife.
Joe, you bring a tennis ball with you in the car.
I didn't know like their guys were bringing stuff to get around the lock.
Joe, do you bring the tennis ball in the car with you when you do
that? It's the McEnroe theory of pumping your gas.
you can't be serious.
It takes up a lot of room.
All right, Joe. Here's my prediction about Joe. If somebody that is not familiar with Joe gets in the car, he will pull out the tennis ball and explain his trick to the person in the car. Do you do that, Joe? Do you do that?
No, I don't.
You lied, Joe! He does it all the way up and down 18, what I hear. Bye, Joe.
See ya.
Bye. You need numbers. Brutal. Got your loser outfit on, and you need numbers, and I got a tennis ball. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, where are they whining, buddy? Mark? Did you give us a fake name and forget your name is Mark? 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 Who is this?
Hey. How are you? This is Mark in the Park.
Mark in the Park. I hate Mark.
It's our morning show.
Better than this one. Mark, where are they?
I'm going with Penfield.
Why Penfield?
Because my bros always complain about it, and go Bills, you guys rock.
Oh, hey, hey, my flattery will get you everywhere. It's just bros. It's bros out there. Penfield. All right, we'll wrap it up. And this feels right.
All right. Yeah.
This feels right. It's like we're back to our roots today.
Let's do it.
Coming from his own hole.
Wow. That's hard to do.
It is a wholeception, Kimmy. You're right. 252 WCMF. Ben has got the last word. Ben, where are they whining?
I'm going to go with ER.
Why
East
Rochester? Why East Rochester?
Because they got, like, I think two or three gas stations, and all three of them suck. So they got the Burn area, which is wicked popular, so people are always going in and out of there. And then I think there's a Quicksville, which is tiny, and then a Mobile.
No, that's Pat's mom.
Pat's mom. That's right, sorry. But yeah, that one's also filled.
No, that's a joke, too. I like to tell. Tennis ball, show tennis on top. Did you say wicked? But did you watch Goodwill Hunting last night, you douchebag?
No, I lost it. I had a joke, but I forgot it.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, good swing, Ben. Great call.
You had a joke and you forget it? Don't tell us you had a joke.
Great call, Ben. Great job.
No, I had to roast Pat's mom first, and then I forgot my Boston joke.
No, we're waiting for it. Go ahead, Ben.
It's stupid, the world's deadliest catch, or the tuna show, where they call them wicked.
You trying to do a joke from 15 years ago, Ben?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not good at jokes. We all know this.
Great call, Ben.
He's not having great reception in his home. Right
guys.
Bye. Yeah. His phone was trying to end the call.
Yes.
All right.
What we got?
We finished with a bang. That's all right. Tommy is in Chile. I am in Greece, specifically the gas station on the corner of Ridge Latona across from the Outback Steakhouse. Caleb is in Gates. Barber is in Henrietta. Woody is in Arondecoit. Cody is out in Brockport. Steve-O is in Fairport, despite the argument that there are more electric vehicles on the east side, which would lower traffic at the gas station. Chris is in Brighton. Christine is in Pittsford. Ugly loser outfit. Matt disqualified himself three times in the same call somehow. He had a round of quick, but it had already been picked. Joe is in Hilton, you know, the one that down off 18.
Yeah.
You know what there's tennis balls for. Mark is out in Penfield, and we rock. And Ben sucks hard in ER out of his own hole. Kimmy, are we ready?
Ready.
Let's do it.
She's making a face.
Victor!
That's good for me. No. The face is good for me.
Bro. Greece was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I understand. I was here.
Yeah, so it ain't you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to find out.
I don't know if you guys are going to hate this or not, but somebody will be in Ben's hole next week.
Best thing we've ever done, by the way, at Ben's hole.
They whining in Arondecoit.
Oh, it's Woody.
Oh, the woodsman.
Yeah. I don't hate Woody yet. I feel like I will hate Woody.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, he's coming around.
Been a winner before.
He's won? Woody's won?
Woody has 2 stars currently. You know, this will be his third.
Damn, that's pretty impressive.
Can we also put on record that if he calls him the woodsman one more time, he's automatically disqualified? We're not doing
Tommy?
That. Yeah, we're not doing the woodsman.
No, it's perfect.
No, there was another guy that used to work here named Woody who you would call the woodsman, and he was too nice to be like, shut up.
No, every guy I know is Woody. He loves to be called
How
the woodsman.
How many Woodies do you know?
No, Tommy on a Saturday night, nothing but Woodies.
I know a ton of Woodies.
Full
you know
of
that.
Woodies, yeah.
No, I had two buddies used to come over to my house all the time.
Two Woodies at the same time, Kimmy.
Woody and Woody Jr. Great guys.
Congratulations to Woody.
The woodsman.
Yeah, that's all I got for you. I don't care.
Right,
this game sucks. I hate this game.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That, our show.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
It was very exciting. Of course, yeah. Also very exciting for Bills fans when it broke. Our baby boy, our beautiful baby boy, found himself a beautiful woman.
Oh, yeah.
That wanted to take care of him and share the rest of her life with him. Mm-hmm. And she was a big deal in her own right. Oscar nominated, actress, musician, big old deal. We, as Bills Mafia, adopted her as one of our own immediately.
She's the queen.
Yes, no questions asked. Turns out it did not quite go the other way.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So I'm sure everybody listening saw the clips over the weekend. Josh headed back to Wyoming, where he went to college, where they retired his number.
Oh, wow.
And they had a massive ceremony, and the place was full of people, and they gave him his jersey, and they put his name and his number up in the stadium. And it
very
was a
cool.
Big to-do for Josh.
Yeah.
He was very happy, all emotional. And accompanying him to this moment was his wife.
Yeah.
Haley Steinfeld.
It's the only time we've ever seen her watching a game.
And by the way, did you
never see her when she's at the Bills Stadium.
Yes, yeah. Did you see the clips of them? It's so adorable. They're so,
so
in love. They're so newlyweds. It's great. They're all like smooshy.
Yeah, she's an actress, you know.
Okay. Do you have to pretend to love Josh Allen? Do you?
I don't know.
Because I don't. Those dreamy eyes. I can't even look at you right now with this cardboard cutout standing behind it. So, like we said, when Haley... When we found out Haley Steinfeld was dating Josh Allen, Bills Mafia immediately like wrapped our arms around her. We were looking forward to games. We went out and bought tickets to her new
Queen
movie.
Queen of Buffalo.
Exactly. That love from Buffalo to Haley Steinfeld did not reciprocate Haley Steinfeld fans to Western New York.
So her fan base as an actress.
Yes. Does not like Josh Allen, apparently.
Hmm.
Really?
So there's a clip of Haley Steinfeld, like I just described, like nuzzling Josh Allen's nose and like smooching him in the sweets there. Yeah. And a bunch of her fans started tweeting nasty stuff.
Damn.
So what did they like about Josh Allen?
Quote,
it's like an old American kid.
I thought the same thing. Quote, one woman, I hate when beautiful women date ugly, horrible, cheating men. What is that about? Another, this is the most normal looking man I've ever seen in my life. this woman writes, that's just a normally conventional man. I think you people are going insane. What the hell is going on?
So they don't
I didn't
like
know
him.
She had like such a passionate fan base.
So they want her to date Hollywood guy.
But Josh Allen is, he's like...
He's a reigning MVP.
I mean,
no, but I think they want like an actor. She should be dating an actor or a singer. Or something.
But I guess it's weird because like you saw the way that Taylor Swift fans went when she started dating Travis Kelce. It wasn't like, why isn't she dating musician? It was like, oh, we like football now. You know, like it brought a bunch of new people to the sport because like they were excited about it.
But Taylor Swift's different because she did date a lot of musicians and then trashed them and wrote horrible music about them. So like she had a track record.
Maybe
I don't know. I don't know.
But
who
you would
Haley
think
Steinfeld.
That would lead them to not like anybody she dates. Mm.
Can we Google Haley Steinfeld's ex boyfriends to see what the pattern is here? Kenny?
Yeah,
I would appreciate because I don't know any of them.
Yeah, I mean maybe they're a bunch of soft boys.
It could be.
Poets.
So here's what's really bothering me.
Mm.
Josh Allen's not handsome.
He's a good-looking kid.
What, are we sure? Because apparently these people do not think he's good-looking.
I mean, I think he's good-looking.
So do I.
He's like a strapping boy next door, right? He could be an actor. He could be like the, you know.
He is an actor. He's doing commercials all over the place.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's a gladiator, for God's sake.
For God, he's an effing gladiator, Haley Steinfeld.
They don't hand those out just willy-nilly.
No, like, I am deeply bothered by the amount of people that says Josh Allen is not handsome. And I don't know why it's bothering me so much.
Because they think he's a dumb Josh.
Okay, he's not. He's kind and he's gentle. Do they not see the videos he does at the Children's Hospital?
I mean, he seems to be a bright kid.
Maybe. Who cares?
Well, they want to, you know. I mean, through their eyes, they probably want something different.
Kimmy, what do we got for Haley Steinfeld's exes?
She doesn't have like a very extensive dating history. Like even the people that she has dated didn't last very long, or it was just rumors, I guess.
Okay.
So she was seen once on a date with Niall Horan.
That's
was
a guy
on
from
One
Direction.
Direction.
Okay. Is he dead?
No. That's a different one.
Okay. Sorry.
Are you thinking
I think
Tom Jones?
Hold on.
Who she dated for a while.
No,
I think he's on The Voice right now.
Gotcha. Okay.
I think.
Right. Niall Horan.
Was.
Okay.
So it's not
and
really
then a guy named Cameron Smaller.
Oh, Smaller? She dated Smaller?
Smoller?
I have no idea who they are. No idea who they
are. Yeah, I'm not sure. He so might nobody's. Be an actor of some sort.
No, Josh Allen, I'll tell you no. that.
And then Josh Allen is the last one.
Damn right.
Link. Yeah.
Damn right, Josh Allen. Lock that thing down.
But I don't think there's anything like that she's really known, any person she's known for dating.
And the kid's from California, so I think you get a couple points for that.
Like she is as well. Like right, both California saying, kids. Yeah. Yes. Like, okay. Like, I don't know why it's just bothering. This is really bothering me. I don't know why. It's really bothering me. Why don't you like my friend? He's a good guy. Look at him. You know, it's like when you're at the bar and your buddy goes and talks to a woman who he's, you know, it's not like he's in over his head and yeah. she's like, no, thank you. Like, what's wrong with my
friend? Can you imagine if, like, let's say you were in Josh Allen's circle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he goes up and talks to a chick.
Yeah.
And she shoots him down. You'd be pissed.
Thank you.
Like, what do you want?
Dude, 6'5". All American.
Human golden retriever.
He's like the kindest man. How dare you?
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
You monsters. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We find out this weekend that Haley Steinfeld's fan base, not a fan, apparently, some of them, her marriage to Josh Allen, multiple comments saying that he's just not attractive, that he's a normal person, which, by the way, isn't that what you would want for someone like Haley Steinfeld?
But he's not. He's 6'5".
Yeah.
Can't get over his height.
Well, he is. I mean, how many 6'5 guys do you know?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
like, you're not even 6'5". Like, you're the second tallest person I know, and you don't even hit the mark.
I'm the second tallest person you know?
Yeah.
That's sad.
I know. It's,
what do you mean?
I would think you know taller people.
I'm tall. I'm not that tall.
I'm talking about Kimmy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.